This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God of infinite mercy, we pray for the victims of the Sri Lanka attacks. Remember them according to the favor you bear for your people. Comfort those who mourn and give strength to the injured. Deliver those whose hearts are hardened by hatred. Grant to us all your understanding and your persevering love. For your mercy's sake. Amen. Please be seated. We have been blessed to have a wonderful family with us for some time now, who moved to the United States from their home in Sri Lanka, the Paramune family, who are doing so much in our life together here. Because of that connection, these attacks seem very close to home. And so we support you all, and may our prayer continue to be that we be instruments of God's peace. As we celebrate this Easter Sunday, the words that we recently sang in the hymn, Abide With Me, seem very appropriate. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes, shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee, in life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. May he abide with us. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yes. Yes. It has been an incredible season. And for some reason, a lot of people have been losing things around the church in this season. Keys, key fobs, glasses, family heirloom jewelry. Now, before you all leave and start the scavenger hunt, realize that most of it's been recovered. But whenever something like that happens and somebody says, I can't find my keys or I can't find my jewelry, we always say, well, where did you last see it? Where have you been since you last saw it? We ponder and strain to remember, trying to recall each and every step, every detour, where we may have dropped or placed the item down. We retrace our steps to look step by step, place by place, so that it might be recovered. Today, on this Resurrection Sunday, we have to go back to truly understand and to find our way. We began this story back on the first Sunday of Advent. We celebrated a retreat. We had a banner that was behind me on the wall, and it said a simple word, hope. This is a day when that hope is fulfilled. We have to go back to understand that hope. The story of Easter begins with the beginning of time. And that is why, in the dark, we began to listen to that whole story of salvation. Because what occurs today in the resurrection of Jesus is nothing but the fulfillment of what God's plan was for us from the beginning of time. He led his people just as He leads us. And so it becomes incumbent upon us to look back and understand with new eyes. We are in the year of Luke. And in this year of Luke, the Lenten readings that we have just finished listening to included the great lines from Isaiah just 2 weeks ago. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? We're called to look back, but we're not called to just remember it. We are called to understand it and its significance with new eyes. That God throughout salvation history, as well as in each of our lives, is calling us to do and to become something, somebody new. Even in our spiritual gifts course that over 100 of us are taking, we are called to look at our own past, to look at the important elements in our lives, the people we have admired, our fulfilling life achievements, and what others have observed in us, because they all become those clues for us to be able to look at our own lives with a new perspective of knowing that God is doing something new. In the Easter letter that was sent out this year, I quoted a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. It has to do with a shipwreck, but it also has to do with resurrection. And he has this wonderful line where he takes that word Easter that we usually consider as a noun and makes it an action verb. He writes, "Let him Easter in us be a dayspring to the dimness of us." And he poses our challenge thus for each to be a personal witness of the resurrected Jesus, to make Easter an action word, and to let the event of resurrection be how we choose to live afterward. God wants to do something new. But that will only happen if we are willing and ready to let God Easter in each one of us. One of my favorite anecdotal stories is a student in a seminary who was told by the dean that he had to preach the sermon the next day. He'd never done it before. He was nervous and afraid. He stayed up all night, but in the morning, he still didn't have a sermon. So he stood in the pulpit, looked out at his classmates, and said, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" And all of them shook their heads, "No." And he said, "Neither do I. The service has ended. Go in peace." The dean wasn't happy. He said, "I'll give you another chance tomorrow, and you better have a sermon." Again, he stayed up all night, and again, he couldn't come up with a single thought. So the next morning, he stood in the pulpit and asked, "Do you know what I'm going to say?" And the students all nodded their heads, "Yes." "Then there's no reason to tell you," he said. "The service is ended. Go in peace." Now the dean was angry. "I'll give you one more chance. If you don't have a sermon tomorrow, you will be asked to leave the seminary." Again, no sermon came. So after the last two experiences, he stood up in the pulpit and said again, "Do you all know what I'm going to say?" Well, half of the students nodded yes, and the other half shook their heads and said no. And so the student preacher then announced, Those of you who know, tell those who don't know. The service is ended. Go in peace. The dean walked over to the student, put his arms around the student's shoulders, and said, "Those who know, tell those who don't know. Today the gospel has been preached." Those who know, tell those who don't know. May we let him Easter in us. May we live life anew. Amen.